Now, MPs are to conduct an inquiry into what's known as fake news. That's false information which is spread via social media. Members of the Culture, Media and Sports Select Committee are concerned that it represents a threat to democracy. The Conservative chair of the committee, Damien Collins, said companies like Facebook and Google had an obligation to act against sites spreading misinformation.
Either ban those sites from being shared on their platform or change their algorithm. So people searching for news on particular stories are directed to sites and sources of that information that we know are verified.
Alex Kanner, a lecturer in journalism at the University of Derby, has been telling me how much of a problem fake news can be.
Clearly, it's enough of a problem for media organisations and social media to start doing something about it. It's an epidemic. It's spreading, and the internet is still the Wild West in terms of all kinds of news. So it comes as no surprise, really, that somebody's decided to do something about it. Just glad they have.
This group of MPs have suggested that fake news represents a threat to democracy, does it?
The thing about fake news nowadays is that the cosmetics of it look so good that it could be true. And because there's such extreme views from over the pond at the moment, it could be a parody or it could be real or it could be fake. And I think that's part and parcel of it, really. The point where it starts to influence people doing things or changing stuff is the point where it can become a problem. I mean, 1 million people have signed a petition to stop Trump visiting the UK. Okay, well, you might have an opinion about that, whether it's good or bad. How much of that has been accelerated by fake news during the campaign for presidency over there? You could argue that a high percentage of it probably has.
Are people not clever enough to work out what's the truth and what's a pack of lies?
I think that all kinds of news on any platform is that it's immediately shareable nowadays. If you walk down the street nowadays, how many people are holding newspapers? Not very many. How many people are holding their mobile phones and reading stuff? And it's the kind of, oh my God, did you see this culture that we've got going on now? Before you know it, you're sharing it because you want all your friends and your family and everybody else that's on your profile to see something that's so completely outrageous.
If fake news is a threat to our democracy, is banning sites that spread fake news a threat to freedom of speech?
Well, yeah, I mean, you could definitely, you could argue that. When does freedom of speech become too free, though? What we're talking here is not the freedom for people to say what they like. It's the freedom for people to completely lie or to purport a certain type of view for political or financial gain. It's not just people in politics that will gain from all this stuff. It's advertisers as well. I mean, interestingly, I did a lecture on Friday in my multimedia journalism class, and I asked all the students out loud, who's benefiting from fake news? Some people said politicians. Most people said advertisers. And that's because people that are experts at viral ads and clickbait have realised what gets shared across the world. And what's getting shared across the world at the moment is Donald Trump.
Interesting insight from Alex Kanner, a lecturer in journalism at the University of Derby.